Welcome back to the Super Motivated Smith Podcast. Today my podcast will be talking about the Polish reform. We have all witnessed the brutal, horrifying suffering death of George Floyd recently on May 25th, 2020 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Also, we have witnessed other viral videos of African Americans being killed by police officers these past few years by the hands of white racist officers that was not convicted of none of these prior murders of black victims. What is police reform? The police reform aims to transform the values, culture, policies, and practices of police organizations so that police can perform their duties with respect for democratic values, human rights, and the rule of law, which basically means they are to abide by the law just as we citizens do. And if they don't abide by the law, they need to be dealt harsher punishment because they are to protect and serve the people. What are police? The police are state security providers with the primary task of protecting people and property. Also, through public assistance, law enforcement, the identification, investigation, and prevention of crime, and the maintenance of peaceful public order. Also, the police and other law enforcement agencies hold special powers that under specific legal defined circumstances that allows them to have temporary limits of exercise of basic rights, deprive people of their freedom, and use force, including lethal force. Let's talk about the word lethal. Let's talk about lethal force. What is lethal force? Lethal force is the amount of force that is likely to cause serious bodily injury or death to another person. Lethal force can be a deadly force only under conditions of extreme necessity as a last resort. Let me say, as a last resort when all means have failed. Now, in this case with George Floyd and other countless of African Americans, lethal force was used way before the last resort. That's why we're here today. Many of these officers, these racist officers nationwide, are so terrified of our skin color that it's absurd how they treat us blacks when they pull us over or just generally look in our direction on a regular day. It's sad, but it's true. It's the reality. I honestly believe a lot of these cops that wasn't convicted for wrongful death by using lethal force got off by the court because they said they had to use deadly force to defend themselves during their arrest, which was a bunch of tall tale lies, as old folks would say. Because we know in the past, most of these officers say they pulled a gun because they thought they saw some, or they saw him reaching for this, as we see in several movies. You know, The Hate That You Give, and you know, all these other countless movies about, you know, racial injustice and police brutality toward African Americans or colored people. The difference is now we have live streaming video or recorded videos of cops using lethal force, deadly force, on African Americans time after time, and it wasn't necessary nor a last resort, which is wrongful death and police brutality in its rare form. Now let's get back to the topic at hand. I will list a few more questions about police reform and what to expect from this. What is the police reform? I apologize. Why is the police reform necessary? This is why. In our world, the political, legal, and social context within which police operate changes. For example, these are some of the things that changes throughout society. This is why you have to change the police reform, because the police have to be on point. They have to know what's going on. They have to go about, you know, all of this changes in the right way, because if they don't, this, like, you know, the social injustices and the police brutality will continue to go on if they don't change it here. So these are some of the examples, like crime pattern changes, exposure of police malpractice or corruption, conflict prevention and mediation, social transformation and social expectation of changing of the changing world. So let me elaborate on each of these examples. Crime pattern change. What that means is new crimes are created with everyone being on social media. You have hackers now on social media hacking people's social media pages and stealing their identity that way. And of course, they're finding ways on how to break into cars and homes or what have you, or personal properties of people. The next example, exposure of police malpractice and corruption. We have to expose these corrupted police officers. I put a star on this for a reason. Exposure of police malpractice and corruption. This is pretty much one of the main examples on why we are where we at now today. As of June 4th, 2020, the protesting and the rioting in all the 50 states in America and, you know, some of the countries worldwide, they're actually jumping on board as well because of all of these, police malpractice and corruption and the police brutality and the racial injustices, especially toward African American. Now, this is one of the main reasons police reform, to me, because the example deals with police brutality, racial profiling, unwarranted searches toward citizens, especially African-American citizens, these past few years that were caught on camera, and these cops was not convicted for their corruption. The next example, conflict prevention and mediation. Being that there are good cops and bad cops at times, just the police being present in certain areas can prevent crime from happening, as well as being a mediator to calm a situation down between citizens, but they have to be properly trained. Social transformation and social expectation. What is that? Social transformation refers to the process of change in institutionalized relationships, norms, values, and hierarchies over time, which means the world is constantly changing day after day, week after week, and year after year. From a culture and globalization standpoint. Moreover, culture is basically people, religious beliefs, moral values, laws, you know, certain customs. Whereas globalization deals with like educational policies, music, art, people lifestyles, of course, international trade and stuff of that nature. Moreover, the culture and globalization plays a very important role in influencing people in general. That's why it's necessary to have police reform to help tackle these issues when they arrive, but handle the issues effectively and not recklessly. How is the police reform carried out? This is how it's carried out. Police reform is carried out through democratic policing. What is democratic policing? Well, it is a set of values that describes what is expected of a police in a democracy, in a democratic environment, or a democracy, which is in the USA. The purpose of the police should be to uphold law and order, prevent crime, protect and respect the rights and freedoms of all persons, not just one race, not just two races, but all persons. That means every race that lives in the United States and in the world. And also to provide services and assistance to the public, which means they should uphold the rule of law in performing their duties. They should also demonstrate professionalism like any other professional, respect human rights, civil rights, and political rights, emphasize restraint, proportional adequate use of force when it is required, not because they just want to. All in all, in order to carry this reform out, the national government and the local government must gel together to actively support the reform and to convince other stakeholders such as institutions, management authorities, and the civil society and the general public when making an overall decision to change the police reform in a way to better serve our society as a whole, nationally and globally. Now, there are other factors that play a major role in the reform as well. They may change the way police police the society in a more efficient way, such as judicial oversight, which is the judicial part of the government, the political oversight, which is the executive branch, and the legal framework, which is the legislative branch. So, you know, the three major branches that, you know, you learn in history class and stuff like that. So those branches definitely have to be a part of this social, this police reform. The external support, the international community, the public oversight, which is the civil society, the external oversight, which is the independent mechanisms. And the last one I put a star on because it deals with the internal control and supervision of the police. Now, reason why I put a star on the internal control and supervision of the police is because I feel like the police are not properly supervised. That's nationwide or even globally. They're not properly supervised. Like, we need to make sure that when we vote for people that want to change the police reform, that they put in people of leadership and management in the police force, because that's a must. Like, they gotta change it in within the police organization, because if they don't change it within the police organization, then they gonna continue to get police officers, you know, trickled in the system that are, you know, racist or, you know, just doing stuff that, you know, corrupted police officers do. Now, I stated this last because this is the underlying issues that's taking place now currently with the protests and the riot and in the USA and across the world. If the police force have better training and supervision throughout the nation and world, we wouldn't be at this point in life. Leadership and management will be at the forefront of the police reform discussion. And until they attack the internal problem within the police force, nothing is going to change. But when they do, it'll definitely change the world view about police. Last but not least, hold the police force and the police officers accountable for their actions, especially if it deals with a wrongful death due to police brutality or racial injustices dealing with African Americans that's been locked up or falsely accused from racial profiling or other police corruption in America. Black lives matter. No justice, no peace, no racist police. We are human, like all the other races. We are here. We're just like all the other races. Join the Blackout Day 2020 or the Blackout Coalition on Facebook or Instagram. And also, check out the 13th Amendment on Netflix. It's very eye-opening. Thank you for listening. Stay motivated. I'm out.